all the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So, John, I got some questionable news, I guess. I don't know.
Questionable?
Well, we're talking a lot about American Idol, and apparently it could possibly be delayed because they haven't found two other judges yet to join Katy Perry. The show conducted their final tour bus audition yesterday. They don't have judges yet. How are they deciding who gets in? I guess they must have a lesser judge.
I don't really know.
They must have, like, judges on the local level.
Well, I know they have you sing in front of other judges before they put you in the line to be.
Yes.
All those videos of like the thousands of people in the room. It's like, no.
You wouldn't think it'd be that hard to fill this, but apparently Luke Bryan wants more money than ABC is offering. But, you know, you got the next one here that's putting out some very bleak news for us.
Oh, all right. So... Do I even want to do this?
I don't know. I think you have to. It's right. Your duty.
So, Naughty Gossip says that the producers of American Idol...
Are you gagging? Did I just see you, like, gag a little bit?
A little bit.
Throw open your mouth
It's more of like a...
You don't want to call it out loud?
When you're disappointed in something?
Yes.
Like, I just want to sit these producers in a room and say, I'm disappointed. They could add Kim Kardashian as a judge. Yes. A collective ugh all over the place. So while producers have been looking at people like Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, and other people that actually have talent in the music business, Ryan thinks that the show should hire Kim. Now, promotion and social media are now just as important to being a successful artist as singing, and no one knows the world better than his pal Kim. Now, people... might moan at first that she doesn't have experience with music, but they did say the same thing when Heidi Klum joined the panel of America's Got Talent. At least Kim is from the USA, and she certainly knows how to make great TV. Great?
Does she, though?
The word great.
Great might be overselling it a bit.
There. Now, Ryan is worried that if they just follow the format of the old show, that it will feel dated. Adding Kim will be a game changer.
Well, that's true. And I, you know, here's the thing. I know we like to rip on Kim Kardashian, but I will say she is a very smart businesswoman.
Yeah.
And she does understand social media and business and promotion. So that's true. But I just feel like then there's a different role for her. Not like the part of being a judge is the music. And maybe I'm just taking this to being too much of a purist about it.
You look at the success of shows like The Voice. It was successful because you've got these very, very talented artists that are mentoring these people.
And who are also good at promotion, by the way.
And also good at promoting.
They also know how to promote themselves and market themselves.
I don't know.
You can't take away the music.
We could do a whole show talking about the ifs and whys and all that stuff. But we'll see what
happens. We'll see how this works out. And she's going to be asking for way more money than anybody.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Well, Johnny, do we have a Shake Shack around here? Because this might brighten your day.
No, I wish there was.
There's one in Chicago, though, I believe.
Oh, is there?
I think there's a Shake Shack in Chicago. So, if you want to make a little road trip, you may get to honor the return of Will and Grace with Will and Grace and Jack and Karen milkshakes at the Shake Shack.
Oh, nice.
The Jack and Karen milkshake has Prosecco, strawberry frozen custard, whipped cream, rainbow sprinkles, and raspberry dust.
It's perfect, yeah.
The non-alcoholic Will and Grace shake has cinnamon marshmallow custard, fudge, ooh, that sounds good, whipped cream, and cinnamon sugar.
Perfect for both of those, for describing both those sets of characters.
But the shakes actually are only available in New York and Los Angeles.
Ah, man!
So it's going to be a couple of hour plane trip. Each one costs $6, though. A plane trip to LA is not that much. I just flew out there for a few $100. Plus $6 for the shake.
Can we just have Sarah, your co-host on the Mom Hour, just mail it to us?
How do you mail a shake?
You just freeze it. You have them do it in a freezer.
Okay, I'll ask her.
We'll work that out.